Welcome. It is 5:39. We jump into the entertainment news. And I'll tell you this morning, I've got so much entertainment news on the plate. We may hold some of it and do it later on in the program.
And none of it is based in Washington, D.C., although that is somewhat humorous, huh?
Well, yeah. British tabloids are saying that Katie Holmes and George Clooney might have a little something-something going on.
Really?
Of course, they said that George Clooney and Sandra Bullock were doing whatever because they went to a dinner party or something in Italy.
They were not involved.
Yeah, they may have gone out on a date, but he's like, no.
She's too close to my age. he likes him a little bit younger.
What an insult to Sandra Bullock. Anyway, sources are saying that Katie really has her sights set on George Clooney. There's a genuine connection. They're enjoying flirtation. Meanwhile, Jamie Foxx is denying that he's dating Katie Holmes. Where that came from. Jamie Foxx just pops up. By the way, I'm not dating her. Okay, that's good, Jamie.
I'm going to randomly start rumors about myself that way.
sure, why not?
You know, I'm not dating Selma Hayek. There's nothing going on there.
I understand. I understand.
The Chris and Lady Gaga rumors are not true.
I don't know.
They're not true.
I'd believe that one.
This is something that George Costanza would do on Seinfeld, right?
Sure.
Right.
For a long time, I've believed that Harry Belafonte was a tool. Just a complete
You don't
tool.
Agree with his politics at all.
When the guy...
He's the loopy left.
Yeah.
He's in outer space.
When he goes and visits Hugo Chavez and just praises him up one side and down the other, you're just a disconnected tool. And here's some proof. Belafonte has some original speeches written by Martin Luther King Jr., including notes that apparently were in his suit pocket when he was assassinated in 1968. Back in 2008, Belafonte tried to sell them at auction, but the King estate objected, obviously, and the sale was canceled. 5 years later, Belafonte is suing the estate of Martin Luther King Jr., to be allowed to sell all of this material. The auction house is holding on to him until the court decides what's going on. How selfish. What a tool. I don't see that there's any reason for that whatsoever.
Maybe he's got bills to pay.
Well, he may. What was the last thing he ever did? The Beetlejuice movie?
Well, they used his song in the Beetlejuice movie.
Wasn't he in it?
He wasn't in it, no.
I think he was the hand that did
the
shrimp cocktail.
They used the song, the Deo song, and it...
I know, day old. Chris Humphries, remember him?
Chris Humphries, former NBA basketball player and former main squeeze of one of the Kardashians. Kim Kardashian.
Apparently, she gave him back the engagement ring that he gave her, and he has now gotten rid of it. He sold it at Christie's in New York for $749,000.
I want to know how an NBA guy, and Chris Humphries is not a big star by any stretch of the imagination, how an NBA guy affords an engagement ring that costs over $700,000?
Well, apparently the ring was reportedly worth $2 million when Chris bought it.
How can you wear a ring, first of all, that has a stone that big? Don't you hit it on stuff as you're walking by?
Well, you get used to it.
Oh, jeez.
Wasn't Kobe Bryant's wife showing up a ring that big at that news conference where he denied the hotel thing?
You bring a cup of coffee into your mouth and poke yourself in the eye with the dang thing.
Yeah.
Now, I'll bet you dollars to donuts that they don't wear the actual ring, that it's a CZ copy, and the actual ring is in a vault somewhere.
Now, what's the point of having it then?
I would get that either.
Yeah.
This I'm wearing on my finger looks like the real thing that's back safely in my house. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense.
Well, some people do it. Forbes magazine has put together their annual list of the highest paid male TV actors.
We talked about this. Mark Harmon, right, is number one?
Actually, it's the newest list.
Oh, he's been passed?
He has been passed up. This is according to Forbes magazine. Number six, we're going to start six and go on our way up from there. Number nine, Michael C. Hall of Dexter and Charlie Sheen from Anger Management. They're both making $10 million. Tie between Tim Allen of Last Man Standing, Angus T. Young of Two and a Half Men. They both made $11 million. Patrick Dempsey comes in at number six with Grey's Anatomy, $13 million. Mark Harmon, according to this survey, of NCIS and Neil Patrick Harris of How I Met Your Mother, both made $15 million.
Mark Harmon used to be number one.
Mark Harmon used to be number one. And by the way, I can't stand that show, How I Met Your Mother. It is
well, it's
just,
almost over. You don't have to put up with it much longer.
It's garbage. The writing in it, the acting in it, it's just crap. Anyway, Ray Romano of Parenthood, $16 million, although most of Ray's money came from reruns of Everybody Loves Raymond and his voice work in Ice Age. John Cryer of Two and a Half Men, $21 million. Ashton Kutcher back on top, $24 million.
Boy, they have to sell. Three of the top ten are from the from that show. They have to sell a lot of commercials to pay those salaries,
well,
man, apparently, and make a profit.
Apparently, they're doing a very, very good job because, you know, doggone, they're able to pay these guys and still make a significant amount of money. Congratulations to them.
More sitcom actors than drama and action series actors on that list. And that's not by accident. Sitcoms are much less expensive to produce.
And in today's environment, when we are besieged, every time you flip on the news and what's going on in our country, you're depressed. Sitcoms are an escape.
Not me, man. I'd rather watch hour-long dramas any day than stupid, insipid sitcoms. And let's face it, most of the sitcoms on TV are stupid and insipid.
Then you're not going to like what's coming up for ABC as a holiday special.
Okay.
Oh, boy. This is depressing, then. Lady Gaga is teaming up with ABC and The Muppets. Lady Gaga has a history with The Muppets, apparently. Kermit the Frog was her date to the 2009 MTV Music Video Awards.
Hey, anytime we can have more Muppets on TV, that's okay with me. The Muppet Show was one of the funniest, wittiest shows around.
I agree. I used to love The Muppet Show. I wish they would come back. I'm concerned about teaming up with Lady Gaga, though. Very concerned about this. How do you tell them apart, first of all? How do you know where Gaga ends and the Muppets begin?
She sort of looks like the lead singer from Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem, doesn't
Depending on which meat outfit she's wearing, sure.
There's some puppeteer who's down below her waistline during the filming of these things. Who's bidding for that job?
And I guarantee you they're going to give him a hazmat suit to wear. WSAU, we'll be right back.
So I like sports, although I don't understand how come hunters call themselves sportsmen. Hunting's difficult, takes skill, but I don't know if it's a sport. If it is, it's the only sport where the other team has no idea it's playing. That's a weird... Nothing against hunting. I'm a little annoyed at Ted Nugent on my television all the time. I think everybody should hunt their own food. You got to get out there. There are no steroids, no antibiotics. It's better for nature, for the environment. Kill it and grill it. That's what I do. Everybody should kill it and grill it. I don't know how to tell you this, Ted, but not everybody is a retired millionaire rock star, you doorknob. You know, a lot of people work 10 hours a day. They don't have time to dress like a bush for another six every time they want a sandwich. Yeah, you got four kids in the van. That drive-thru looks pretty good. You know, yeah, give them the steroid, Patty. I don't care. We got to go to soccer practice. Plus, I don't know about you, but I don't have 800 acres of my own land in upstate Michigan to prowl around on. You know, I go hunting on my property, I'm going to get sick of eating cat pretty quick. Could poach a poodle from the neighbor, but...
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention baseball?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.